I didn't have any bath at that time.
What do you call that? Have any joke?
You had outdoor, an outdoor bathroom?
Yeah.
What do you call outdoor?
I call them an outdoor toilet.
You have any joking name for it?
Outhouse.
What are the names?
Our house had more or less three real large rooms. Three large rooms and one small room.
Right. What are the names?
We had two bedrooms, big kitchen, and then we had what we call the back room.
Could you write names on there?
Bedroom number two, bedroom number one.
Who slept in the different bedrooms?
The kids slept in bedroom number two, mother and father slept in bedroom number one.
Is that the back?
We had, we'll call this other than bedroom number three, more or less. Some of the children would sleep there.
Was that the back room you mentioned?
Right.
What's that in front?
That's the porch. It had a front porch, you know, where people of my day and time would sit out. And,
was it not? You can't put a bed.
The black deals with the doorways.
Yeah, bed.
See this.
Now, was there not? Did you use one of the bedrooms for a living room?
The bedroom number one in the kitchen was primarily the place where they gathered, which they didn't have TV back in them days. In fact, just radio was just coming out.
Did you ever hear an older name for a living room?
An older name?
If they had just a very formal room that was just for company?
I have.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Right.
Did you ever see a kitchen that was built separate from the house?
A kitchen that was built separate from the house? I have some of the bigger, old-type homes.
But not around where you live?
No.
Okay. Let's see, we're talking about how your house was heated. How was this first house heated?
Well, when I was born, we just had a fireplace. You didn't have any electric heat, you didn't have oil, well, you had oil stoves at that time, but they weren't very popular. And really, they just used the heated by the fireplace and the kitchen stove.
Okay, well, since we've mentioned fireplace, let me ask you these questions about the fireplace. What do you call just the thing that the smoke goes up through?
That's a chimney.
And then the place out in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
And the things you might lay the wood across in the fireplace?
That's a grate.
Would you ever hear of anything, some kind of iron?
Yeah. Well, you have wrought iron, grate. Battery too?
No. Well, no, this one I don't think does work off battery. You wouldn't be switched on battery. I think it just works off cords. No, I think this one just works off front.
It's picking you up now.
Yeah, it's doing fine. And that's why I'm watching it closely, so that I can tell when it goes out.
Yeah, I watch too.
Okay. But that surely shouldn't have caused it to stop picking up all of it. Oh, well, let's go on with it anyway. You said we were talking about the fireplace. What do you call that shelf up above the fireplace?
That's a mantle.
All right. And then when you're building a fire, what's the large piece of wood you might put in the back?
That's a back log.
Okay. And then what are the little pieces of wood you might use to start the fire?
Well, they've got a name for that. Kindling.
Any other names for that?
No, that's all I know.
Did you ever hear anything like lightwood or lightered or fat lightered?
Well, you have a certain type of thing that you can buy that are made by people to start your fire. You have brand names.